Blog Talk Radio.
We are live. We are live. This is Tech Talk. Thanks for tuning in. Today we're going to talk about apps. And these are the applications that come on your phone. And we're going to look at our phones and have a conversation about different apps that we think are useful. And just before the show, I've been like writing them out on a piece of paper, and it's amazing how many things I actually do use.
Yes.
I have an iPhone, and I got into the whole Mac thing in about 87.
Yep.
So I've been Apple for a long time. And it's, you know, I've looked back at the iPhone and looked back at my old Mac SE, which is a little small one that's about this big.
Mm-hmm.
This thing can do so much
more. So much more, can't they?
It is ridiculous.
Absolutely.
It's basically a word processor, and, you know, I can make posters with it.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm doing video, audio,
photos. Editing them.
You name it.
Them, yeah, absolutely. Shopping, everything. Calling people overseas. Everything that you can come up with now.
Right. So we're going to go over some of the apps that we like and think they're pretty cool and very useful. So let's hit social media first. And, of course,
social media.
Facebook, I think, at least for me, comes to the top of the list.
Probably top
Google Plus list. Would be the other one for some other people. I don't think it's quite as popular. But Facebook and...
Mm-hmm.
Some of that you have to watch what you're doing.
Right,
you
definitely have to set some settings.
Yeah, there's settings. Make sure in your Facebook settings you go to privacy and all those things, and make sure that you are letting out the information, whether it's searchable or it's actually presented on your Facebook page, what you want to the different audiences.
To different groups.
Right.
You can let it be public, or you can let it be friends only,
right?
Or certain groups, right?
Right, or you can post things to certain groups, like my motorcycle friends or fraternity guys. You know, I might want to say something to my fraternity guys that I don't want to see my parents read. I don't know.
Right. Yeah, you never know. There's certain posts that you just want for certain groups. You know, like you said, motorcycles, you want to talk motorcycle stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe some of your other friends or groups don't really care about motorcycle stuff. So you talk in those certain circles or groups, if you will.
Or politics.
Or politics. Oh, and now's the day for that, isn't it? And
yeah.
So for apps, what's you had an app on there just for politics, right?
Oh, right.
That
something
that
else
about.
That would come in handy, which is not social media. Let's see, where did I put it? It was nope.
You
got me out of sequence.
Oh,
here.
Sorry.
You
know, it's live TV. That's the way we roll. So you always got to throw curves.
PolitiFact.
PolitiFact.
Okay.
Yeah.
So PolitiFact is an app where if somebody says something stupid or a fact that you think, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
You can go to PolitiFact and they can, it's not a request, but you can see what the candidates or the president, what he said, whether it's like true in the middle or like pants on fire, you're a big liar.
Okay. So it's really a one-way app. You're not communicating through it.
No, you just look up a fact that has been presented, and it tells you, yeah, that's BS.
Okay, cool.
Let's see. So
yeah, back to social media.
Social media, of course, you've got the Twitter and LinkedIn, which are pretty
common apps.
Common, easily used.
Mm-hmm.
Twitter is now, I think, getting in the place where you might have to watch what you say. There are people that are trying to censor certain speech, not necessarily hate speech. So the hate speech thing is getting widened.
Yeah.
So you got to watch somewhat. You ever heard of being doxxed? I think it's DOX.
What is that?
It's basically where you're censored. They'll take away, no, not being censored. if somebody doesn't like what you say, they will find your personal information and put it out there.
Okay.
Your address, your phone number, and your email address, and all that. And then, you know, you got to shut that stuff down because you'll be harassed.
Right.
Let's see. Tweetcaster is something you use?
I do. That's mainly for the Twitter side. So instead of the Twitter app, I use Tweetcaster. It allows you to use multiple Twitter accounts. So if you have your personal one, and in some cases that's the way I like it, is separate the apps by personal and professional.
Mm-hmm.
So my personal app or my personal Twitter account, I talk through that. And then when it becomes work-related or something like that, I tweet through another one.
Mm-hmm.
But it allows me to just easily switch. So I don't have to, log in, log out, log back in.
Right.
Yeah. It keeps multiple accounts.
So, okay.
Obviously, it works really well. But there's all kinds of apps out there, but that seems to be a pretty popular one for multiple purposes.
Okay. There are some apps in the social media world that can be troublesome, especially for kids.
Mm-hmm.
Could be anybody, really.
Could be, yeah.
One that sometimes I look at is Topics, and that's an anonymous place where people from communities will talk about community issues, and not in the best way.
Right.
You know, sometimes,
and that's because they're anonymous, though, right?
Right, exactly. The more anonymous the media is, the meaner people get. I'm not responsible for what I say now.
Right.
And another one like that is Yik Yak.
Yeah.
And, Topics is more of a community-based thing where you would put in a zip code, and then you get that community. Okay, Yik Yak is more of a school-based thing where if you're near a college campus, then it will give you those
topics
conversations.
Or speech, yeah.
Right? It would be that little world that you're looking at.
Mm-hmm.
And again, Yik Yak is very anonymous. And people talk all kinds of stuff. They trash people, and, you know, it's not good.
So why did, I mean, in that instance,
another one
I look at
is
it as,
Kick, which people hook up differently.
Yeah.
I haven't used Kick, but it's another one that young people are using. And, you know, young people I'm talking about, you know, how young have you given a phone to? Is it your 6-year-old, your 8-year-old?
Mm-hmm.
They're curious just like anybody else.
Yeah.
And can get in trouble. And with some of these things where they create connections between people, at first, you know, the people that take advantage of kids or young women or boys or whatever, don't just come out right and say, hey, meet me in the park.
Right.
You know,
mm-hmm.
it's like a dating situation. They get to know you, they get inside your head, then they push a little bit farther, a little bit farther, a little bit farther, until you're in the park and you get abducted or taken advantage of.
Yep. That is a huge problem now. It's that being anonymous apps are in the news and becoming a problem more than a benefit, if you would. In most cases, you think apps is a way to be helpful and find new things like that, but it seems like there's also these apps now that you're calling anonymous and kind of on the bad side mostly.
Right.
So,
and that's a problem when you get into Facebook and some of these other things. Say you're a kid in high school or even in grade school, you get harassed, people picking on you.
Yeah, right? Bullying. Yeah.
When I was in school, when I left school, it was left at school.
It was left at school, you're right.
And home was the safe place. And now with, you know, the Facebooks and the Snap or the Yik Yaks and all that stuff, it's going to follow you home and you're going to look at it, you know, all evening.
You see it constantly.
And not only has somebody picked on you and said something to you, it's broadcast to all your friends and your enemies and everyone else.
Yeah.
And it made growing up, I think, a lot harder.
It is. It makes today's world for younger people a lot harder to become, I'm not saying normal, just it's
well
being easy. Yeah, yeah. It's so easy to get picked on now, and you don't realize it. And it really, I think, is a problem for these younger kids,
mm-hmm.
and really changes their view of the world.
So the message is to parents, help them out with this, maybe set times or limits, or limit their access to certain things.
Yeah.
So you keep them safe.
Or figure out a way to monitor.
Right.
Definitely monitor. There is some cases you can monitor that they're only allowed to use an app certain times.
And you need to stay up with the news.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, things become popular in school before you even know it.
Right. Yep. That's where they start using it.
Right.
To make it popular.
All right. So that was the gloom and doom part of it. Let's get back to being helpful and creative and productive.
Yep.
See, there are types of, if you go shopping.
Yep, lots of shopping apps.
You can, well, shopping not only from your phone or your computer, but you can scan barcodes or QR codes and those type of things and see where the best deal within your zip code is.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
so you can see who has the better price or bargain on it. Nice.
You know, like Lowe's might have the same thing as Sears does, and then you can, like, scan it, bloop,
mm-hmm.
and within, like, 5 seconds it'll tell you
mm-hmm.
what the best price is. So that's pretty cool.
In some cases, I'd like to also figure out if they could put that in there. It is in stock, by the way, over there.
All right.
You know,
right.
That would be awesome if they could do that, because I don't know how many times I've went to a store and go, ah, I knew it was cheaper here. They had it over there, but I came over here, but it's out of stock.
And
then I have to go over there and pay the higher price anyway.
The other thing you can do with some of these scanners is check reviews.
Yeah, reviews.
Which is something I like to do, you know, if you're mm-hmm. at Best Buy or something, and, user reviews, you
mm-hmm.
can scan it, and it'll tell you, and it's like, here's, you know, 23 people about the same thing, what they thought about it.
Yeah, it wasn't really good. You're thinking you want to buy that and go, well, people aren't having good success with it, so
right.
Well, I'm going to buy this other one. They've got better ratings. I agree.
And then there's the weather apps, you know, that, you know, have your
mm-hmm.
information, your radar, that can push notifications out to you.
Mm-hmm.
I get those, you know, waking up at night, which is good if, say, like there's a tornado.
Tornado or something like that for us around here, and, of course, other problems in the other rest of the world,
right.
too. But to add to that, I use a lot of the local,
mm-hmm. Like the TV stations?
Local TV stations now have gotten on this app kick, and they're using it for warnings and stuff as well.
Hmm. Okay, on the scanner part of it, there's a new one that the college is using is Layer.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of scanning a QR code, which is that little square block with the little dots and stuff
mm-hmm.
in it, or the... UPC code or whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This mm-hmm. looks at a picture as the code. And then when you scan that, you know, I guess there's a little thing that says that it's enabled.
Yeah.
Say, like on a magazine cover, you can look at it, scan the magazine cover
mm-hmm.
with
and
the Layer app, and then the video will come to life
about
right
that.
On the cover.
Oh.
So that's kind of a cool new thing.
And that's something that the university's looking at?
Yeah, I've already made a video for that.
Awesome. That looks
good.
So
we're using that.
Sounds like a great app.
Let's see. Some creative things if you're a
mm-hmm.
photo guy like me is Photoshop, of course. They've got a little Photoshop app. You said Snapseed.
Snapseed? Yep.
Both of us, I'm an iPhone dude. And
I'm
you're
an Android.
Android. So we got the best of both.
We got here. Both of them here comparing.
Photoshop, Snapseed. What's Snapseed do?
Snapseed is, again, it's more photo-driven. So if you want to edit photos after you've taken them, you know, sharpen them or add some color to it, take mm-hmm. out red eye, things like that, that'll do. And then on the video side of it, we didn't write it down there, but there's one called Via Video, and that we use it for more video-oriented things the same way.
Enlight, Enlight, and that's a good one. It adds different filters and things
mm-hmm.
to it. Mextures.
Mextures, yep.
Mextures, it's like M-E-X-T, T-U-R-E-S. That's one that, if you like, you know, making your photos look grungy, or light leaks like the old cameras, mm-hmm. or color splashes here and there, that one's a good one.
Not bad.
Camera Plus, some people think is a better camera app than the app that comes
than
on.
Than the actual one that takes, yeah.
Right.
There's a ton of them. I don't know if we're about the iPhone, but there's a ton of them like that for the Android. That I believe the new iPhone does slow motion video
yeah.
as well and
mm-hmm.
things like that. And there's
there's a reason why, I think, too.
Yeah. My daughter was asking about it because we were talking about switching phones, and she's got an iPhone, and she wanted to do slow motion video and things like that. And she's like, "That will the Android do that?" And I'm like, "Well, it doesn't do it natively, but guess
mm-hmm.
what? You know, there's an app that'll boom
right.
slow motion video right away." So I think that's one of the biggest things with an Android is they're so diverse. If you can think of it, somebody's built an app for it.
Right. Now, one thing, speaking on the photo world. I'm not sure how many new cameras have it, but my, mm-hmm. my new Olympus does. You can operate your camera from the phone.
Oh, that's nice.
And in fact, Olympus does have, I think Sony does,
mm-hmm.
have like a lens that Wi-Fi's to your phone. And so, you know, the viewfinder and the adjustments part
mm-hmm.
is done with your phone.
Is done with the phone.
And you just use the sensor and the lens and the capturing capability of the piece of equipment
yeah.
from Olympus.
Now, does it come in a holster or something?
There's a little thing you can snap it on, or you can use it
yeah.
separately.
Oh, really? So it doesn't
you can hold the lens
be,
up here and look
yeah.
at it down here. And
now,
then,
that would be nice, I think. That would be cool.
Right.
A piece of little hardware to try.
Right, and with my new Olympus camera, I can
mm-hmm.
see what the camera sees.
Mm-hmm.
Say, like, if I set it outside on a tripod.
Yep.
You know, next to a bird feeder or something.
Yeah.
I can snap the shutter from here. Or I can adjust the lighting and the color and some of those things.
Really?
And then snap it.
Nice.
So you
now
can remote to it.
Now, is that a Bluetooth feature or does it
Wi-Fi?
Wi-Fi. Wi-Fi, so you even get some distance to it. That's
and
great.
Then I can download the video, video or the photos to my phone directly.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to take the chip out of it and I can transfer all the photos this way.
Nice little program.
Yeah. There's communications like Skype. And
okay.
one that we have used with one of our family members that's in the military
mm-hmm.
called Viber.
Viber.
You can call them and the phone doesn't use its phone minutes, but it uses the Wi-Fi signal to do the phone thing.
Right.
Because, you know,
mm-hmm.
overseas, maybe they, you know, their phone wasn't, you know, on any kind of network, but they have Wi-Fi.
Right.
So it works through the Wi-Fi signal to make a phone call.
Mm-hmm.
And it, you know, it doesn't charge for the phone call.
Right. Yeah.
So
you've got
if
a way
you're both
to
on Wi-Fi, you can dial them up.
I know overseas calls when you have to travel and take your phone over there, that it gets expensive to move it over to an international service.
Right.
So.
Now. As far as informational type of things, you know, you're always at a party and you're just like, what was that movie?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Or you're at dinner or something and it's like, I love that song.
Yep.
Who did that? What's the name of it? When did it come out?
Yep.
There's a few apps that you can use to find these things out. SoundHound and Shazam are music apps.
Yep.
And all you have to do is like, you know, let the phone listen to it.
Listen to the music or talk, whatever. And within seconds, it comes up with the exact person that produced it, when it came out, what album it's on, all that stuff. It's a pretty awesome little app, absolutely.
And the lyrics, if you want to annoy your friends. And
yeah.
you can sing along.
Yeah. And it'll let you play it or buy it.
All right.
I believe, too.
Well, that's the whole point.
Right there, yeah. Yeah. It lets you buy it right there, so.
Let's see. And IMDb, Internet Movie Database.
That is huge.
Yeah,
I
go to that all the time.
Yeah, if you're looking for an older movie and you're like, I know he was in that thing, or who was that person that played that James Bond or whoever
right.
10 years ago or whatever.
And he was in something else.
Yeah.
You can remember this movie,
mm-hmm.
but I want to find out what the other movie was. Or if you want to find out what the review of the movie is or mm-hmm. some of the plot, you know, before I get a movie on Netflix, I check it out on IMDb.
Mm-hmm. Some of the movie things like that you're talking about is again, we have Redbox and stuff around here like that. Instead of me going up there and standing in front of that box, reserve it here. Works really well.
You can do that too.
Yeah, there's an app. You can just find out what Redbox is close to you, or and bam, rent it right there, so you don't have to go up there if it's happened to be pouring rain and you want to go get a movie and you're like, oh, hurry up,
yeah.
You know. and you can see if it's actually in the box.
Right. Flixster is another one.
Yeah.
If you want to know what's at the movies.
Now, isn't that the one you can buy tickets, cheap tickets as well? Or
I'm not sure.
One I think you can buy your tickets ahead of time, and or you can buy deals where you get a popcorn or a drink or something with it as well. So that's a good app to have.
Yeah, you can play the trailer, you can see what the movie times are and what's playing, or the next city or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And traveling around.
Traveling.
Of course, you can use your phone as a GPS and get directions and all that.
That's probably the best invention to my phone in some degrees, but also some of the worst now, because I can never remember where I've gone. I just put it in here and it takes me there. So I forget directions now.
Just like the calculator.
Oh, yeah.
People don't know how to use a map.
Yeah, they forget stuff. And I don't know, is it good or bad? It's great when technology works, but when it doesn't, it makes us really feel...
Right. I check out the maps first to get a feeling of, you know, am I going
northwest,
south,
yeah,
whatever, and what part of the city.
Mm-hmm.
Am I in this part of the city? Am I in this part of the city? What's
right
near me?
Mm-hmm.
I look at the maps for that.
Yeah.
I don't just rely on the GPS as turn here and turn there.
Yeah. Well, in
I have
case,
to have it in my
I
head.
Do, yeah. A lot of times I just put the address in or take me there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And sometimes I do... It misses a street or two. It's not perfect.
Right.
Or the building has moved. I always like it when you'll be driving along and you happen to look down and you're driving in a cornfield or something. The road's not there in it. Wait a minute. You know, it's new pavement, and the map hasn't updated itself. So.
Okay, the one cool one, I think, is Waze, W-A-Z-E.
Yeah.
And that combines your GPS turn-by-turn directions with social... I don't know if you call it, I don't know if it's social media, but a social part of it,
mm-hmm,
where you're a part of, you know, other people use the thing.
Updates if you're
It'll tell you about traffic. It'll show you if the traffic is going slower.
Yep.
It'll show you where the cops are, if they report
it. Yeah, it does, yeah.
So that's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm. Definitely good if you're traveling a lot.
Or through bigger cities, you know, out in the middle of nowhere like we are
here. Yeah, it doesn't work real well around our area, but not
just
bad.
Because you need other people to be reporting.
Yes. Yeah, the more as it picks up. Yeah.
And Yelp is, you know, if
Yelp
you're looking for a
good
place to eat,
yeah,
or reviews, or you can see the menu and different things.
Mm-hmm.
Guest Buddy if you're looking for a place to fill up.
Yep, and it'll ding you if prices of gas is going up or down, and compare gas prices. It's an awesome little app.
Now, there's for selling stuff, there's eBay, of course, and everybody knows eBay. And Amazon, there's Amazon app. You can search anything on that. And you said there's another one. Is it new, Let Go?
Yeah, it is. It's relatively new. It's new to our area anyway. It's obviously, these apps work a lot better in bigger cities and things like that, but it's becoming a little popular here now. And it's just a real simple, it's almost like Facebook is social media in a way. There's groups on there that sell stuff. And it's the same, kind of the same principle. You just take a picture of it and post it right then. And you don't have to pay fees and a lot of the stuff. It's real quick, real easy. And what it does is it groups you to your local area.
Mm-hmm. So there's the eBay and the Craigslist. Mm-hmm. You got to watch for scammers.
Yeah. Well, you're right, and I think you got to watch for scammers in anything you do when you're buying and selling.
Mm-hmm.
So just make sure.
So we'll have a whole show on that.
Yeah.
So I want to talk about a couple news stories. Number one, Apple is getting sued or in litigation because, was it, which one was it? The San Bernardino.
San Bernardino.
They're wanting to get into the phones. The government wants to get into the phone of the people that did the shooting out there.
Yeah.
Which is all well and good at first when you think about it.
When you do think about it, you would think that you would want your police, your investigators to find all the information out and possibly find the future attacks or anything like that. But when you get, then you start looking at this privacy problem.
Right. What they are asking Apple to do is design a backdoor for the government to get into your phone.
Yeah.
Which I kind of almost thought they were one, they already had.
Well,
but
yeah,
I mean, you know, like with GPS, they can tell where I'm at and doing all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the thing is always weighing privacy versus safety.
Right.
To me, I value my privacy a little bit more, and I'll take my chances. Life isn't, like, safe anyway.
Right. Yeah.
But this is probably going to go to a very high court. I mean, they're pushing Apple to make a back door open for the government look into your phone.
And if that happens, you know, where does that go from there? Can the government, well, we kind of already know that they listen in on things and stuff like that.
Do you want them to get into your computer and be able to scan your computer sitting on your desk or at home?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I don't think so. And when I think about it as my privacy, I don't want to, but I also want to, I also want people to look out for our well-being and say, well, yeah, we stopped a future terrorist attack or things like that, but where do you draw that line?
Right.
And it's really a muddy water in a nutshell. You know, it's which side of the fence do you want to play?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's probably one of the biggest stories out there today in this past week is about that.
It's going to get bigger, and I think you're going to hear more about it. There'll be a lot of people debating back and forth about it.
Yeah.
And you know, I wasn't real in favor of the whole Patriot Act.
Yeah.
They always name it some nice patriotic good thing, but, you know, there's a lot of places they're looking that you may not want them to look.
You're right.
And they always bring up, well, if you weren't doing anything, you don't have to worry about it.
Yeah.
I don't buy it.
Right, yeah. Yeah, like I said, you got to weigh that fence and what's good or what's bad and things like that.
Right.
So. Can't beat that. But, hey, this was a really short show, I think.
It seems
there
like we zoomed right through it.
So many things that Moore just asked that we could talk about.
I hope everyone has picked up a new hint or a new app that they didn't know about or maybe just a thing you could use a phone for.
Yep.
So thanks for watching, and I forgot to mention our third wheel is...
Oh, yeah, there. We've got our missing Kingsley.
So. Kingsley was gone. So we missed you, and maybe he'll be back on the next episode. So we'll see you then.
Back here.
And thanks for watching Tech Talk.